BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Kate!
Oh, hi, Neil.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry about what happened yesterday.
Oh, no, please don't apologise. Susan called last night and explained, and honestly, neither of you are responsible for what Clive does or where he goes.
Well, no, I know, but we do feel, huge responsibility, but also a kind of shame, I suppose. It's been a massive shock for all of us, him coming back.
I'm sure it has. Mm.
As long as you're all right.
I really am.
Oh, I heard you gave him hell.
Who told you that?
Joy, she was full of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She said you were amazing.
Well, I don't know about that. She was pretty amazing herself, actually. But I did give him hell. Maybe it was a bit reckless of me.
Oh, I don't think so.
It felt like therapy.
Ah, excellent.
He was trying to calm me down. Can you believe it? Trying to talk me through a breathing exercise. Yeah, honestly, you couldn't make it up.
The nerve.
I know. It's almost funny, isn't it?
Almost.
Anyway, doesn't matter now.
Well, I'm afraid you might see him around still.
Yeah, I can handle it.
Yeah, well, so it seems, but... Oh, I wish he'd just go, I really do. He's insisting he wants to spend time with Bert, his dad.
Well, I suppose you can't really stand in his way, can you?
Oh, I'd love to stand in his way, but no, I can't. And Bert's apparently delighted to see him, so I'm going round there now, actually, to supervise another visit.
Right.
Where are you off to, then?
Oh, I'm going to have lunch with Alice at the stables.
Ah, how is she?
I think she's doing okay, better than she was.
Good.
I mean, obviously, she's living under this terrible kind of giant cloud at the moment.
Yeah.
But she's not drinking, which is wonderful.
Oh, good. Look, sorry, I know we both got to go, but Kate...
Yeah?
Despite everything that's happened, the accident, Alice and Chris and all of it... You're still family to us, and we wish you well. We wish you the very best.
Well, thank you, Neil. That's really kind.
I mean it.
I know you do. I feel the same.
Right, I'd better go and see Clive, who I really wish wasn't family.
Right, yeah. Oh, dear. Well, good luck.
Thanks. You take care now.
Right, I hope you're hungry.
Oh, yes.
Good, because I bought hummus and guacamole and flatbreads and salad and stuffed vine leaves.
Oh, yum.
Oh, and I've got cake for pudding. Not homemade, though, but nice.
You didn't have to do all this.
Well, I didn't actually make any of it.
I thought we'd just have a sandwich.
Well, I wanted to, spoil you a bit, I suppose.
That's very sweet.
Well, it's the least I can do.
Why do you say that?
Well, after what you've just been through.
Oh, I'm fine, honestly, Alice.
Really?
Really? Yes. I'm actually kind of amazing.
Why can't you just leave us on our own?
Susan and Tracy have been through all this, Clive.
Yeah, they have, and it makes no sense. No sense at all. I don't need no babysitter.
They don't trust you, and neither do I.
What's a man got to do in this life to earn a second chance?
A hell of a lot more than you've done so far.
Well, tell me. Tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Look, Clive, I haven't got time for this. You want to see Bert? Go and see Bert. He's in the garden.
When did you lot get so heartless?
What?
You've all got so cold and cynical.
We're cold. We're cynical.
Truth hurts, doesn't it?
Go and see Bert. I'm just going to sit here in the kitchen and do some paperwork.
I'll go get us a cup of tea.
You do push your luck. You really do.
That was such a nice lunch.
Good.
I'm completely stuffed now.
Me too.
I won't be in any fit state to teach yoga in an hour and a half. Do you know what? I've only just realised something.
What?
It really was a formative experience for me, the robbery.
Well, yeah, of course it was. I mean, you were a teenager.
No, sorry. Yes, I know. But what I meant was... I actually think it was the reason I got involved in the well-being field.
Really?
Yeah, because I've always wanted to give people the means to feel calm and centred and safe.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe that sounds a bit of a stretch, but...
No, I don't think it does. Makes perfect sense.
And I know in the past you lot thought it was all a bit daft.
You lot?
Well, you and Dad and Adam, probably Rory.
We didn't. Well, I didn't. Maybe Dad did.
No, Dad definitely did. What did he call it once? Woo-woo. Oh, I hate that phrase, by the way.
Noted. But I've also heard Dad say that he's so impressed that you've made a successful business, doing what you want to do.
Yeah, he said that to me too.
No, he's really proud of you.
Well, I'm not sure he's exactly proud.
Of course he is.
No, it's more like he's just relieved that I'm not a complete disaster. I mean, he'd much prefer it if I was a farmer like Debbie.
Well, then you'd be miserable.
Mm. Alice.
Yeah?
I've been feeling bad about something for a while now, and maybe this is a good time to talk about it.
What?
Well, I'm not sure if you remember the thing, the moment, but it's really been weighing on me.
What moment?
It was straight after the accident. Dad and I had a row.
You mean when you called me a spoilt brat?
I didn't say spoilt brat. I don't think I said spoilt brat, did I?
Well, you said I was the favourite, Dad's favourite, and that he treats me differently.
But, I mean, he does. He just does. But I wasn't having a go at you. I was having a go at him, and you weren't meant to hear any of it.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
Oh, but it does. It does matter. I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you ever. But especially not then, at that moment, when you were so, so low.
Hey! What the hell do you think you're doing?
Now, don't go getting the wrong idea.
This is Tracy and Jazz's bedroom.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Don't keep it very tidy, do they? Yeah. They Jazz's pants on the floor. I was so surprised when those two got together. She used to think he was an idiot.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she definitely did. Or maybe that was someone else. She's had a few fellas, Tracy, hasn't she?
Not really. And even if she had, so what?
Yeah, no, I know. It's a free country. I wasn't implying anything.
But you were. And it wasn't nice. Now, come on, get out of their bedroom. In fact, get out of the house. I've had enough of you.
You know what you need, Neil? You need to take a chill pill.
Really?
You need to be more zen. Like me.
You are not zen, Clive. You're a fake and a liar. And you're after something. I just don't know what it is yet.
What star sign are you?
What?
Are you a Taurus, but for a raging bull? Or Gemini, maybe. Intellectually curious.
What were you looking for, Clive?
It's not what you think.
There's no money in this house.
It's not money.
What then? What have you got stashed here?
Nothing. I've got nothing stashed here. I ain't been here, have I? Not for years.
So what is it? What do you want?
If I tell you, will you promise you'll help me? And maybe not say anything to Susan and Tracy?
Oh, you're joking, aren't you?
I'm serious. I'll tell you, but you have to promise.
Clive, just get out.
What?
Just leave now, before I physically throw you out.
I mean, sorry, but I don't think you're physically capable of that, Neil. I'm not being horrible, it's just that I'm a fair bit younger than you and I do yoga, Neil. Did you know I do yoga?
Oh, yes, Clive. I do. Because you won't shut up about it. Now get out.
I suppose I'm just jealous of Dad's love.
But he loves you too, Kate.
I know he does. I'm not saying he doesn't. He just loves you more.
He does not. He doesn't. Look, do you love one of your kids more than the others?
No, of course not.
Yeah, well, neither does Dad.
But you are really close. For him, you're the perfect daughter.
Oh, Kate, what are you talking about? I'm an alcoholic.
But even that doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
That's what the row was about. He forgives your flaws. He'd forgive you anything. And that was the point I was making then, and I didn't mean to make it again now. I wanted to get past it or to to fix it with you. I didn't want to just rake it up, and I suppose I miss Mum, and I need her. She was such a counterbalance to Dad, and she didn't have a favourite, and God, I just wish we could have Mum back.
I miss her too.
I know you do.
We weren't ready for her to go.
Oh, we really weren't.
But listen, listen. We've got each other, and that's quite something, you know.
I know.
I'm so sorry Dad makes you feel bad. And I'm sorry I've been such a nightmare. But I do love you. I really love you, and I'm very lucky to have a sister like you. And I think you were really brave yesterday with Clive. I'm really proud of you in so many ways.
Thank you.
Well, I was not expecting this today.
Me neither.
Honestly.
I really love you too, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to know what I was actually looking for?
No, I don't, because I'm not interested.
I was trying to find Kylie's address.
What?
We're not in touch. I ain't spoken to my own daughter for years. She wants nothing to do with me.
Well, can you blame her?
But she don't know how different I am. If she could see me, if she could hear what I've got to say.
Clive.
She's got kids now. I'm a granddad. I've never even met my own grandkiddies.
Well, no wonder she doesn't want anything to do with you.
Oh, Neil, come on. You're a granddad. You're George's granddad.
Yes, I am, and I don't want you around my grandchildren either.
So what then? I'm just cast out for good?
Well, yes, pretty much.
But it's so bleak, Neil.
You should have lived a better life then, Clive, shouldn't you? You reap what you sow.
You think you're so perfect, don't you?
Hardly.
You think you've done such a wonderful job as a dad and a granddad, but I tell you what, Neil Carter, you're in for a shock. You'll soon see.
Soon see what?
Pride comes before a fall.
Okay, enough is enough.
I ain't even got started yet.
You don't scare me, Clive. You really don't. So don't even try.
I meant it. I mean it. You've got a big, big shock coming to you. And when it comes, I'm going to have a front row seat. I'm going to buy popcorn. You just wait. Because I'm not going anywhere.